You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
8778-MY-TAKE. That's how you join our conversation. And basically what we want to know is, did you ever make yourself a little garden thinking you were going to improve your chances of eating healthy, cheap food? Did you ever try to get yourself off the energy grid? Did you ever modify your car in some strange way to take advantage of multiple fuels? All the kinds of green, do-it-yourself, entrepreneurial kinds of projects. That's what we're interested in hearing about. 8778-MY-TAKE. MyTake@thetakeaway.org. Did they work for you? Did they not work for you? That's what we want to know, because we need ammunition. Here in the studio is Stephen Dubner, author of Freakonomics and the Freakonomics blog. He writes that blog for the New York Times. And Stephen, you've actually been investigating the impulse in these high energy and high food price times to do the kind of do-it-yourself impulse, get off the grid, try to grow it yourself, make it yourself. And you've come up with some hard, cold, reality-based conclusions.
Well, investigating is a generous word for what I've been doing, but I've poked around a little bit, right? So it's a complex problem, which is part of the issue here, right? The minute we talk about, you know, food miles, the difference between how much food has to travel and to account for all the carbon that goes into a grape that you eat coming from Chile versus a grape that your neighbor grew, you know, the math gets to be pretty complicated. So we have to, but people smarter than I have actually done that. They've looked at the food miles associated with the food that Americans typically eat, and here's what
they found. Testing the proposition of grow locally is better, right? Or
right.
Buy locally is better.
You would think so, yeah. Right? You would think, gosh, it's got to be. If I can buy all my food, well, the problem is, first of all, you can't buy all your food, right? Second of all, there's such a thing that we all know in theory, but we try to ignore it in practice, which is efficiency, right? We want to do what we want to do because we like to do what we like to do. So if I want to have a garden, I don't care that it might be inefficient. But the fact is, if 100 people have a garden, it starts to be 100 little inefficiencies. Whereas the grocery store is kind of the end product of a couple centuries worth of food production efficiency research. In other words, the food that's coming from around the world to the grocery store ends up having probably a smaller carbon footprint than 100 people growing locally. Okay.
Now, where does the carbon footprint come from for all the little gardens?
All right. Think about.
And you want some lettuce? I brought some.
No,
from
thank
my
you.
Garden.
It looks good though.
Oh, it's delicious.
Good and crunchy there.
Come on, you gotta have some.
He brags about his lettuce on a regular basis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
From what I've learned this past weekend, they enjoyed many, many fresh salads with his lettuce,
you know,
and it sounds so reasonable.
It sounds
to grow
reasonable.
My own garden. You know, my father does it. We all know many people who like the idea of it, and it sounds reasonable that it would be cheaper and better for you.
If you like to eat nothing but lettuce, it's a fantastic proposition, for instance, right?
So tomatoes get a little dicey?
No, tomatoes are okay. Look, here's the point. Let's say I grew up on a farm. I grew up on a self-sufficiency farm, we
really?
Call it. Yeah, I was the youngest of 8 children, upstate New York. The soil was not particularly good. My parents were really working
Amish?
Hard. No, not Amish. They were Catholic converts from Judaism, so they had a whole religious reason to want to get back to the land. It was like a Catholic kibbutz kind of movement they had going. And I know how hard it is and how wonderful it is to grow all your own food. But here's the thing. Let's say you decide to plant a big garden to grow most of what you need, right?
Okay.
What you need to start to factor in is what you need to buy, where it's coming from, how many trips you're starting to make, the resources that you're putting into it, the number of people who are putting resources into it, and then the way you fill in around the foods that you're growing with other foods that you bought. So if you're really good, yeah, you can lessen your individual carbon footprint. The fact of the point, though, is that the locavore movement, which seems to be a wonderful idea, the food should taste better, like John is crunching on his lettuce there. The food should be more nutritious, right, in all theory.
Right.
The food should be cheaper, and it should be better for the environment. The delicious, I'm going to let you judge. The way you're munching on the lettuce, it sounds like it must be really good. The nutritious,
well, you can have some.
The nutritious is probably pretty good. Here's the problem with nutrition. What's good about a diet is balance, right? If you can grow everything that you need, but I don't know if I'm going to grow my wheat germ and my lettuce and my fish, right? But so you have to fill in.
But can you barter and still reduce your carbon footprint? And is there an aesthetic argument? In other words, if it feels good, is it okay, even if it might be a little irrational?
Is it just about the carbon imprint? I mean, it's also about me saving money. I mean, I like your example about making ice cream at home. right? You said it sounded like a really great idea, you and your kids, but it took a long time, it didn't taste that great, and it turned out to be far more expensive.
Yeah, it cost about four times what it would cost to go buy ice cream. Right. If it feels good, do it is a fantastic argument, and I would not argue that out of, I would not try to argue anybody out of that, unless there's a movement that tells people, you're not doing it because it feels good. You're not doing it just because it tastes good and it might be better for you. You're doing it, damn it, because you got to save the environment. And I'm saying, this is not a way to save the environment, okay? It's a very nice idea. It appeals to the aesthetic and philosophical sense to us, but there's a really strong argument to be made that efficiencies that are created in this big capitalism that a lot of people find ugly are wonderful, those efficiencies.
But don't those efficiencies also produce mega, mega agriculture, agribusiness, processed foods, you know, a lot of products that maybe don't help us or the environment?
Sure, so don't buy them. We live in New York City. I go to my average grocery store, not the Fairway, not the Whole Foods.
You're talking fancy stores.
Let's say I go to the average one, the variety I get in that store. If I don't want to buy the agribusiness, I don't have to. You know, that's what efficiency produces, is variety at low cost.
Well, what do you think of Stephen Dubner's idea of choice and getting off the grid and doing it yourself and helping the environment? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Stephen is going to stick around from Freakonomics. I'm going to eat my lettuce. And we're going to get some headlines from Femi Okeh.
Hello there, 28 minutes past the hour. President Bush is hoping to get a lot done in the short amount of time.